Walker County homeowners with failing septic systems may be eligible for financial help. The Limestone Valley Resource Conservation and Development Council has secured $268,000 to help homeowners in the Chattanooga Creek watershed. The program will reimburse eligible property owners 60% of septic repair cost. The watershed includes parts of Rossville, Flintstone, High Point, and Lookout Mountain. Homeowners can check their eligibility through Limestone Valley's website. Officials say the program will help protect property owners and keep sewage and E. coli out of local waterways. A Lyerly man is dead following a pedestrian accident yesterday afternoon. The Chattooga County Sheriff's Office says 66-year-old Tony L. Edgeworth was struck by a vehicle in the 6000 block of Highway 114 around 4:15 yesterday afternoon. Edgeworth was treated at the scene by EMS and Life Force Air Medical, but was too unstable to be flown. He was taken by ambulance to Atrium Floyd Chattooga ER, where he later died. The accident remains under investigation by Coroner Jeremy McElhaney and the Georgia State Patrol. Law enforcement agencies from five southeastern states gathered in Ringgold earlier this week for Hands Across the Border. That's a campaign targeting impaired, distracted, and speeding drivers. The campaign is marking its 35th year. Officers in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, and Tennessee will conduct sobriety checkpoints throughout the week. Georgia enforcement will continue through Labor Day weekend, beginning September the 4th and ending September 7th. Officials urge drivers to slow down, buckle up, put the phone down, and never drive impaired. We've got more news when we return. Country music icon Dolly Parton passed away yesterday. Dolly's nephew and head of security, Brian Seaver, made the announcement on social media.
Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. By her example, we believe that anything was possible. She never saw a door she couldn't open, and the door she opened made and changed history.
Parton passed at a Nashville hospital after a brief battle with cancer. Parton and her late husband, Carl Dean, married in 1966 at Ringgold First Baptist Church. The 80-year-old had a career that stretched back into the 60s. She topped the country music charts 25 times and appeared in a dozen feature films, including 9 to 5 and Steel Magnolias. At her request, Dolly will be laid to rest with a small private service for just her immediate family. Details on all of these stories can be found online at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette Zone, AM 1590 WQCH.